This is JIS News. Coming up, government to revise national foreign trade policy, motorists to benefit from off-ramp road near Old Harbor, and Caribbean Maritime Institute students receive scholarships. The details after the break.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Now the news. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade has undertaken a revision of the National Foreign Trade Policy with a view to enhancing the country's performance in the export of goods and services. Portfolio Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson made the disclosure while piloting roundtable discussions with the World Trade Organization WTO Director General Ambassador Roberto Azevedo and several government ministers at Jamaica House recently.
Jamaica's involvement in international trade is fundamental to the country's effort to meet its development objectives in line with the National Development Plan, which is really Vision 2030 and the National Growth Agenda. This is required if we are to achieve sustainable economic growth, which has eluded us for far too long.
Senator Nicholson says critical to Jamaica's sustained economic growth and development is the ongoing partnership established with the WTO. He emphasizes that trade provides a means to overcome constraints posed by a small domestic market like Jamaica and allows it to access larger external markets, technology, and capital to increase its productivity and competitiveness. In the meantime, Director General of the World Trade Organization, WTO, Ambassador Roberto Azevedo, says the recent decision to scrap subsidies for agricultural exports will improve the global trading environment. At the 10th WTO Ministerial Conference held in Nairobi, Kenya in December, developed countries agreed to remove export subsidies starting January 1, while developing nations will have until the end of 2018. Ambassador Azevedo says the decision has been outstanding since export subsidies were banned for industrial goods more than 50 years ago.
There is no recipe for a sustainable economic future that fits every country. Jamaica has been doing a good job at that, preparing the ground for a business-friendly environment, for reduction of trade costs, and making sure that it can diversify its production and its integration into the global economy.
The Director General says the decision will help to limit similar distorting effects associated with export credits and state trading enterprises. The opening of the eastbound off-ramp section of Highway 2000 is expected to significantly benefit commuters traveling from Maypin-Clarendon to Old Harbor St. Catherine. The roadway acts as a major thoroughfare for business personnel and students who travel across parishes.
This is equally of importance to Maypin as it is to Old Harbor. A large percentage of the students attending high schools in the Maypin Vere area are actually from Old Harbor.
Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies was speaking at a ceremony to open the roadway on Wednesday. He says the return journey from Old Harbor to Maypin can be time-consuming and expensive, but the new thoroughfare is expected to cut travel time between the two towns. The eastbound off-ramp comes with speed limit changes. Motorists approaching the area of the ramp will be permitted to travel at 80 kilometers per hour at maximum speed. While utilizing the ramp, drivers will be required to go 50 kilometers per hour. And the Monica Silvera Scholarship Fund has donated $2.4 million to 8 final-year students of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI. The scholarship, administered by the Caribbean Shipping Association, aims to provide opportunities for youth to access specialized training in sector-related subject areas. To receive the award, students must perform well academically, be involved in extracurricular activities, and participate in community development. Principal of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, is expressing thanks to the Caribbean Shipping Association for its continued support.
They have now committed to spending $20,000 per year awarding scholarships of CMI students, which are basically students of the entire Caribbean region.
The Monica Silvera Scholarship is open to students aged 17 years and older who are enrolled in a bachelor's degree program at the Caribbean Maritime Institute. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.